Hey everyone, it's Ian here. Have you seen the video that's gone somewhat viral in the last 24 hours? It's titled, Guy Has Seizure While Skydiving. It's got 9 million views, in the last, 2 days. So it's definitely going off. It's really quite an interesting video, and it's something I thought I might share with you. When I saw it, it took me back to a very... very bad day many years ago about, when was it about? Probably about 94, about that. I was working as a skydiving instructor at Kralben, which is a small drop zone south of Brisbane here. And I had a fairly large class, probably 8 students, and they were all doing what's called the accelerated freefall course, where you have, for your first jump, you basically climb out and you have 2 skydivers hanging on to you, 2 experienced jump masters, one hanging on to each side of you. You've actually got really good grips on the harness. And there was this one fellow I'd been working with over the last couple of days, training him up, and he seemed a little bit unsure of himself, and I was a bit concerned about him over the previous day or so. But when I got him up in the harness for the actual procedures that he had to go through, he just nailed it. He surprised me. He might have seemed a little bit vague on some of the questions and some of the understanding, but when push came to shove, he just performed in the harness. And this is something that I've learnt with my skydiving experiences, that you can't tell what somebody's like until you've got them in the air. And I, some of my concerns with his mental acuity were dispelled when he got in the harness. So I thought, he's performing, let's do it. Now, he's a little bit older than me. I was probably in my mid-30s at the time. He was probably in his late-ish 40s, I'd imagine. Anyway, we go up in the plane, the other jump master and myself, and I was in the jump master one position, which is the place where I had ultimate responsibility. And we knew our role. And it was ready, set, go, and the 3 of us left. And as we went, I basically had a double grip on his harness already, and the other jump master had a single grip because he was hanging onto the strut with the other hand. So he had a single grip, and he reached down and tried to grab that. But the student, unfortunately, instead of throwing his arms and legs back to form a belly-first arch, which puts you in a stable position, just basically rolled backwards with his feet and legs pointing forwards into basically almost a fetal position. He just completely shut down right from the get-go. As we were leaving the plane, he just rolled backwards and he just stayed like that. And we immediately went into a spin. And if you have a look at the video of this dude having the seizure, he goes into exactly that situation. He rolls onto his back and then he just starts winding up. He doesn't wind up into a horrible flat spin, but he certainly winds up somewhat. And we're in this situation. And the other tandem master, at the other jump master, the role, the training is, he gets off, because to have 2 people hanging on to a student, you just cannot hang on. You can't write the student, you can't make it work. So the idea is one of the tandem masters got to get off, and it's always the jump master too. So he got off, bang, he was away, and I was left with this poor fellow. We were whirling around, just spinning, zing, 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 and I was throwing everything at him. I was basically trying to haul his carcass into the correct body position. I was pulling my mouth right up to his ear, and I was screaming at him, arch, arch, and he was completely out to it. Now, he wasn't having a seizure. He just shut down emotionally. He couldn't deal with the sensory overload, as it's called. But this seizure video has reminded me very much of that. And if you go and watch the seizure video, I'll just insert it here. It's about, listen to this little bit. You'll be able to hear the audible altimeter going off as he reaches for the ripcord and lets it fly. It's just here. And that I could hear going off in my helmet as well, and I just went, sorry buddy, you're out of here. And I reached down, grabbed his ripcord, and I pulled it, and he was on his back just like this poor fellow, and the gear deployed and everything was fine. And then I remembered I had to do something about myself, and reached around, grabbed my pilot chute and threw it out, and I ended up opening low. There was just such a huge relief to have him gone. but I had to look after myself as well. I got to the ground pretty fast, and he was flying down, and he was just a little bit weird under canopy. And in the end, what he ended up doing, the silly bugger, he ended up pulling down on both the toggles to flare, which is what you do when you land. You may have seen it when the square canopies come into land. But he flared and stalled the canopy at probably, 50 feet. So the canopy just went into stall, and he just came down so hard. He just rocketed to the ground, and he landed straight on his ass. He ended up cracking a couple of discs in his back. So we had to get him carted off to hospital. It was just a huge drama, an incredibly stressful day, and I'll never forget it. And seeing this seizure video that's gone viral at the moment has reminded me deeply about the drama of having to deal with something like this. It's an incredibly stressful situation, and I truly admire this jump master for the way he was able to fly back, because this student got away on him because it was stage 7. So he was much further in the skydiving program. So he got away from the jump master, and he had to fly down. And you'll see in the video, he has one crack at getting him, and then he has another attempt, and he finally catches him and he was able to open the parachute. So it all went well. Also, it was an incident that happened here in Australia, as it turns out. And the good thing about this story is this fellow, he had an automatic activation device, automatic opener on his reserve canopy. So if the instructor hadn't been able to get hold of him, the automatic opener would have opened his reserve for him. And as it turns out, he came conscious at about 3,000 feet on the way down. The same would have happened automatically if he hadn't been caught. I, for the life of me, can't remember if the students were using AADs back in the day. It was right around the time they were being introduced. I can't remember for the life of me. Maybe that's one reason why I did dump him out when he was on his back, because I just realised that I couldn't risk him not being under a canopy, because I couldn't trust any opener. I can't remember. Anyway, it was all good. But very familiar story, and I've never, ever forgotten that particular event. It was tough. It was a really, really tough day. But we all moved on, didn't we? Good to chat. Talk to you later, everyone. Bye-bye for now.